To talk with Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye, from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, including Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 702-727-1222. And you may call Art on the wildcard line at area code 702-727-1295. To reach Art from outside the U.S., first dial your access number to the USA, then 800-893-0903. This is Coast to Coast AM from the Kingdom of Nye with Art Bell.
And from Dave in Santa Cruz, California, subject, our lifestyle. Hello, Art. Shush. Tonight's guest, Dr. Day, is suggesting we give up everything we love. I, too, smoke Carlton, stay up late every night, eat too much steak, drink fantastic coffee, Starbucks, actually. When I die, if there's any of my organs that are not totally shot, then I've not done something right. Why should I leave any organs for the medical community to exploit? In fact, we should be able to auction our remaining good parts off to become part of our estate. Well, Dave, I know she's right, and you know she's right. So I guess all I would say, Dave, is
see you on the other side.
All right. Let's see. I need to get hold of Terrence McKenna. I went to call Terrence, and his phone number has changed. So, Terrence, if you're out there, you need to email me post-haste and give me your new number. He's always doing that. Terrence lives up in a mountain in Hawaii, and he only has internet connections and cellular connections and various connections that are always changing. So, Terrence, if you're out there, if somebody knows Terrence, tell him to send his new number, please. All right, we're going to go to open lines now. Anything you want to talk about is now fair game. Dr. Day's appearance was... You know, I don't know what to say about it. I'm doing, with the exception of the sugar, now I'm pretty good on sugar, but every other thing she named should have me dead probably already, if not soon. I mean, literally every other thing. Now, I am good on sugar. I don't drink pop. I don't like it. I never have. I've never been a pop drinker. And I'm not really big on sugar for anything else. I think I used to put it on cereal when I was small. But I don't even do that. So I'm not big on sugar, but everywhere else I got straight Fs. You know, if this was school, it'd be straight Fs. So here we go. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, is this... Art?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Art, this is Jed. I'm calling on my cell phone here.
I can tell.
I was listening to Dr. Day there, and I just called to say that I really have to disagree with most of what she says.
Not me.
The thing that I look at and the thing that I believe probably is what saved her life more so than anything is the fact that she did finally turn towards God.
A lot of people are praying when they die.
Well, exactly, but... The part that I disagree with her is she makes it sound like we should all be vegetarian, and I don't believe that's what the Lord intended us to be. I believe the Lord put us on earth as a carnivorous creature, and that we should eat what we're supposed to.
Well, I don't know. It wasn't a spare rib that Adam was offered, you know. It was an apple.
Right. There was an apple that was offered that got them kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
Well, that's true.
You know?
Maybe if it had been a spare rib, they'd still be there, huh?
Exactly.
Here, have this burger.
Is that I come from a family of people that live long lives. My great-grandfather was 98 years old when he died. And we kind of live by the philosophy that he had, and that is that if you eat when you're hungry, you drink when you're thirsty, and you sleep when you're tired, the rest of it will fall into place.
Well, that's always been my philosophy. Thank you very much. But on the other hand, you see, I think that if you come up with a serious disease, I think she's right. In other words, if you want to make a radical change and cure a disease that you have, I know in my heart, my head, she's right. I know that. And still, I live the way I live. But I know she's right. And, frankly, if I came down with a really serious disease, I'd probably give it a shot. It'd kill me, but I'd give it a shot. I mean, what do you have to lose? So I'd give it a try. I think she's probably right. But then there's another side to things, too. And it's called living your life the way you want to live it, which she did for years. And, you know, so the advice is there. I mean, if you want to take it, take it. If you want to reject it, reject it. You know me, I'll probably reject it until something happens, and then I'll give it a try if I'm still alive. But I admit it. I'm a food sinner. No question about it. Give me my burgers, give me my steaks. Give me my pastrami. Give me my French dip. Give me my... I like McDonald's. Quarter pounders without cheese? Could I give all that up? Well, I suppose if my life depended on it. Well, your life does depend on it, people would say. I know. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Thoroughly enjoyed the show tonight with Dr. Day.
Yeah, it was excellent.
I've had one of, her tape, Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, for several years now, and have shared it with many friends, some of whom have benefited.
I know she's right.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of a little bit of common sense, actually. With regards to the last caller who had a little bit of doubt in his mind with regards to eats. I don't think she said not to eat meat.
No, she didn't.
Basically,
all she did was say how she cured herself of cancer.
Precisely. What meat does is it overloads the system in digestion and takes away the energy from the body that the body could be using to heal itself into the digestion.
Well, all I can say is it's a cruel trick of God. Because I like my steaks, as I was just saying. My hamburger, boy, I've been a hamburger eater all my life. Give up hamburger and french fries? Oh, man.
Well, I love mine, and I'm not going to give it up. However, I must admit that I have changed a little bit the last few years, and I have started now buying meats that do not have the hormones and the antibiotics that have been added into the cattle. Which I firmly believe contribute heavily to a lot of the diseases that people are.
Well, that may well be, but I mean, what kind of cruel God would make all of these things so good, and then not let us have them?
No, I agree.
Coffee. I couldn't live without coffee. I'm sure I'd die. I'm sure.
Well,
of it. Get up in the morning, you stumble out, you brush your teeth, and there's got to be coffee there. If there's not coffee there, you're dead.
Art, I used to smoke, I used to drink, and I used to drink coffee.
Yeah.
And it's been 17 years since I gave all three of them up. And, you know, I feel better, I live better, and I think better, too.
Well, everybody knows, though, that cigarettes are connected to coffee. You know, they're...
Oh, yeah. Cigarettes, booze, and coffee, I mean, they're hand in hand.
Well, I don't know about booze. I'm not much... I was never much of a drinker. I don't much like drinking. But the cigarette and the coffee... They go together. I mean, they're attached. Right here, you can see my coffee cup attached to my cigarette. So,
you know, you mentioned that you don't like veggies.
Oh, God, I hate them. You know, lima beans are the vegetable from hell. I've never liked lima beans. I used to swallow them whole, as I said earlier, just to get them off my plate, you know, like pills.
Well, you know, it's like she said, you can't eat 35 pounds of carrots.
And peas. Peas. Why are there even peas in the world?
You're not going to eat a bushel of broccoli every day in order to get your vitamin A. There wouldn't be room for
broccoli. Actually,
else.
Broccoli isn't that bad. You know, the broccoli's all right. But
I love it, but I still don't want to eat a bushel of it. There's a lot of supplements in the marketplace that are green supplements that are just loaded with live extracts from the products that you can use, and you don't have to. You don't have to eat them and take them.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you. My wife makes me eat things that I don't want to eat. So did my mom. And it's probably as well, because I wouldn't eat them otherwise. I just wouldn't. I like corn. But in a lot of restaurants where you go, you know, they mix those foul peas in with the corn, and Unless you're willing to sit there and separate each kernel of corn from each foul pea, you can't eat it. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Art. How you doing? This is John from Kemmel Park, New Jersey.
I think I'm dying, actually.
I think I've been scared straight by Dr. Day, really.
You know she's right. I know she's right.
I know she's right, too. Obviously right. But I love my... I love my burgers and my fries, too, but I can certainly give it up if it's going to kill me.
But you know, the other side of the coin here is that eventually something is definitely going to kill you.
Certainly, certainly. Even if it's old age.
In other words, eventually you rot.
Right, right.
Right? We're all rotting between the walls that we live in.
Yeah, also, I've been trying to get a hold of you lately because about a week ago I was watching TLC.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there was a man on a UFO program. I'm a little wound up here, so if you can just bear with me.
I'll try.
Okay. His name, can I give his name? Or?
Sure.
Okay, his name was Edgar Fouché, F-O-U-C-H-E.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in regards to the triangles, the flying triangles, like the one you saw.
Yes.
Yeah, and he said... He gave a little description because he was at Area 51. I think it was Area 51 for about 10 days. He was an electronics expert,
right?
And he was a sergeant in the Air Force,
right?
And he said that they were called, they had a name, and they were called the TR-3B.
I've heard of that.
Have you heard that? Yeah.
Yes, but I don't believe that it's an anti-gravitic craft, and what I saw was defying gravity.
Well, you're saying that it did defy gravity.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I believe you, except that I don't think it was along the lines of the magnetic lines of force, that kind of thing. I don't think so, because he said that it had a circular accelerator in the middle, and that it was mercury-based plasma, he said, and that it rotates at like 60,000 revolutions. I don't know if it was per minute or what. But
right.
It was pressurized at 250,000 atmospheres, which is quite, I guess, dense or whatever. And that it was at 250 degrees Kelvin. So it was at a certain temperature, and it was rotating quite quickly. And I guess that's the way it was powered.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Your information.
I've definitely appreciated it, sir. Thank you.
And you know, I just wanted to say, I tried to get a hold of you a couple weeks ago, and I got through, and you asked me if I had a question. I don't remember the guest, but then all of a sudden got cut off. I wonder if that had anything to do with like you being slammed with that
phone company.
Yeah,
I've been slammed more times lately than I can count.
Yeah.
It might have, yes.
That, you know, they should really have some kind of laws or something.
No kidding. Kidding. Thank you very much. The whole phone company slamming thing is so outrageous that if I could find, see, this is the kind of anger that Dr. Day was talking about, but if I could find out who slammed my phones, I would, to quote H.L. Mencken, and I love this quote, every normal man must be tempted at times to spit on his hands, hoist the black flag, and begin slitting throats. And I couldn't agree with that more. And one of the throats that deserves to be slit ear to ear is whoever it is out there doing this phone company slamming. I mean, boom, you're just cut off, and you're in some other phone company, and there really need to be controls. The Federal Communications Commission has got to get active in this area. I mean, that's not right. It's just simply not right. And there need to be very stiff fines, very, very stiff fines, for any phone company that would do that to you. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. This is Robert from Everett, Washington.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to talk about... One of the guys that called, I can't remember what her name was.
Dr. Day.
Dr. Day, yeah.
Yes.
He said he was a learned colleague, but he didn't sound like a learned colleague to me, or he wasn't acting like one.
Well, he wasn't acting like one, that's right.
Yeah. Wow. Roswell was wondering, it might have been interesting, well, I got in late to hear about the other nine things that were in her her program.
Well, I think she went through them. You did get in late. Yes, she went through them.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want a copy of the program, sir, you call 1-800-917-4278. She got very specific with regard to what she did and what you can do. That's 1-800-917-4278. Listen, if you would like to see, Ramona has written a description of our very close UFO sighting at request. And Ramona wrote it, I didn't. Somehow we got the wrong date in there. It was actually 1994, not 1993. But otherwise, the description is flawless of what Ramona and myself saw. She wrote it, and there is a picture, the rendition by Mark McCandlish, and now there is the description of precisely what we saw and how we saw it on my website. We'll get it corrected to 1994. It was actually August of 94. So you might want to read that, the object we saw on the website right now. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Mr. Art Bell.
That's me.
How's it going?
It's going.
Oh, good. Nice to get through to you. I'm listening on KVBC, Hot Talk 105.
Las Vegas. Yes, sir.
Well, members' size program sounds good, but I got some questions maybe you can answer for me.
Maybe.
About public domain.
All right.
What exactly is public domain?
Public domain.
Is on the news? Is your show public domain?
No.
Why? Because I was wondering, because I have a band, and, you know, we use samples in our band. And I like a lot of what your guests have to say. I had a question about that.
How well, I public, could, public domain.
Get a question. I mean, how I could get permission to use, I guess, guests' phrases.
You mean my guest phrases?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could contact my network.
How could I do that?
By calling them at area code 541.
541-664-8829.
Yep.
You have to excuse my voice. I've overthrown it out singing.
Oh, that's what I'm hearing is a result of singing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's one way to go, I guess. Sure. Public domain generally means something that is free for you to use. For example, it's software. There is software that people write, and they allow it to go into the public domain, which means you don't have to pay anybody or request anybody's permission to use it. It is in the public domain, free to use as you will, usually for you not to profit by, but free for you to use in the public domain. And then there are copyright questions regarding a lot of other materials. So there you have it. All right, we're going to break here at the bottom of the hour. And again, I remind you to get a copy. If you would like a copy of this program, and I'm sure many of you would, I understand. The number is 1-800-917-4278. The program with Dr. Day would be a three-hour program. In this one, she just laid it all out, so if I were you, I'd get a copy and send it to somebody you love. Care about 1-800-917-4278. We'll break here and be right back.
You could. just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I won't ever be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see.
To talk with Art Bell in the Kingdom of Nye from outside the U.S., first dial your access number to the USA, then 800-893-0903. If you're a first-time caller, call Art at 702-727-1222. From east of the Rockies, 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, including Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, call Art at 1-800-618-8255. Or call Art on the Wildcard Line at area code 702-727-1295. This is Coast to Coast AM from the Kingdom of Nye.
Well, folks, Telstar 401 is belly up. It happened Saturday morning during a geomagnetic storm, and that's what they think killed it. The sun has really been getting doing some strange things lately. Matter of fact, what I had to do, I had to check and see what she looks like right now. We've been monitoring the sun. As a matter of fact, on our website, you will see something that's been up there almost on a daily basis that has been monitoring the sun's activity, because it is right now so interesting and so volatile. And I see that right now it doesn't look too bad. We're, solar flux index is up to 150. Mm-hmm. A index 13, K index is 1 for anybody out there who follows that. For those who don't, you wouldn't have the slightest idea what all that means, nor probably care. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Dr. Day's speaking about anger.
Yes.
And she talks about, well, actually, she uses biblical reference. And also, sometimes it's good to vent your anger. I mean, for instance, in Ezekiel in chapter 3, it says that, in verse 14, the Spirit also lifted him and took him up, and he went away in bitterness in the indignation of his spirit, for the hand of the Lord was upon him, strengthening him. So I guess sometimes, you know,
I just let you break a rule. I generally don't allow scripture quoting on the show.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Because most of it is in scripture to do with anger.
Yep.
There are things that are, you know, it says not to do. What you do for the eyes of many people isn't important, because God knows the motives of our heart.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what that means. A lot of times I'm just plain old pissed off.
Nothing. Well, I mean, there's a difference between violence and anger, you know? I mean, if you want to go and vent your anger by hurting someone, then that's wrong, you know? But there's nothing wrong with being angry. I mean,
well, she said there is, though, and I appreciate your call, but I know she's right. That doesn't stop me from being angry, and I have what is probably not a very healthy attitude. I wish I could find, somebody sent me something about a frog that was really cool, and I don't know how I passed it up. I'll find it and get it here tomorrow for you. About being angry. Had to do with a frog. May not make a lot of sense to you right now, but it certainly would if I were to read it to you. Anyway, my attitude, as I told her, is one of really live and let live. And I try to live and let live. I practice that. I practice what I preach. And I don't bother people who don't bother me. But when they come after me, my feeling is if they punch me, then I hit them with a sledgehammer. And I suppose that's slowly killing me. It nevertheless remains my attitude. And if people leave me alone, I leave them alone. A good live and let live attitude. But I don't roll over and I don't play dead. For anybody. Ever. Slowly rotting me away, probably. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Okay. Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
You really had an interesting guest this morning there.
Yes,
I would have heard the first hour. But Dr. Day made a pretty logical point when she said you wouldn't poison the body if you're healthy. Why do it when you're sick? You know, I find it really ironic that people will pay exorbitant fees to go to an oncologist,
yep,
let them poison them,
right,
and when they die, the family will give credit to the doctor for being such a dedicated physician.
Well, they are dedicated physicians.
Not to the benefit of the patient.
In other words, they're not doing something intentionally evil or what they consider to be wrong. They think they're doing good. She just disagrees with their...
I completely agree with her there, but why, if
not everybody sees it the way she does, sir.
Well, another thing there, I was going to ask her, why do physicians play God and give a person a death sentence there? You know, Dr. Day seemed to make the point that where there's life, there's hope. And when doctors tell people that they have a certain amount of time to live, there people give up their what little hope they have left and give up their will to live.
Well, that's the one side of the coin. The other is when you go to a doctor and you have something that is a fatal disease, let's say, you want the straight stuff from the doctor.
Yeah, but it's only fatal if you die from it, Art. I mean, if there's hope and you...
Well, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, I've got to tell you, if I went to a doctor, I would want the straight poop as he sees it.
Yeah, but if you put too much faith in your doctor, and maybe instead of a higher power or some other alternative method there,
yeah,
and went by his regimen and everything and got sicker and sicker by the day, you say, well, my doctor's right. I am dying, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I follow what you're saying, believe me. And I think that if I were faced with a fatal disease and doctor said,
well, son, you got about 6 months to live. You better straighten your affairs out.
I think that at that point I would consider my options. I would probably try what Dr. Day has said works, much as I might find it distasteful, I would try it. How about you? What she said makes sense to me. That doesn't mean I wouldn't go to a doctor and I wouldn't get a diagnosis of what was wrong. And I'd want to know, and I'd want to get the straight thing from the doc. I mean, I don't want to go into a doctor and go through a bunch of tests and have the doctor lie to me about the results. Don't want that. I want the straight info. I don't want to be lied to. So it's all, it's kind of interesting when you consider it all. I would consider, as I suppose many of you would, the alternative methods if regular medicine gave up on me and said, sorry, son, get your affairs in order. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is John from Tucson.
Hi, John.
You said you wouldn't quote from the Bible. You didn't want people to quote from the Bible.
I would prefer not. That's for Sunday.
Would you mind people quoting from the Quran?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Then you're not prejudiced. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Wild card line, you're on the... Whoops, would have been on the air. No, I don't... You know, this is not a church service we have here. And when you start quoting from the Bible, pretty soon you have other people who want to add another quote that disputes the first quote, and it turns into something like a church service, and so I don't do that. From the Quran or from anything else. We're not here to preach. If you want preaching, you can go to church on Sunday. Or you can go to a mosque or whatever you would like, a temple, whatever. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Going once, going twice, gone. On the international line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. It's Eric calling from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yes.
I really enjoyed your guest today. I agree with her wholeheartedly. Since I've changed to a certain extent to the diet that she's talked about, been tremendous improvement in everything in my life and health-wise. And one area I think is really of interest is that really surprised me was that, you know how as you get into your 40s, you start to have that receding hairline.
Oh, yes.
Well, the hair is starting to grow back.
You're growing hair where you didn't have it before?
Well, I had it before when I was
where you had
18,
lost it, I mean.
But not lately. But it's growing back, and it's coming back very nicely. And my hair is so much better. It's incredible. I mean, everybody notices your hair. You know how the hair starts to recede. You get that sort of frizzy kind of not very nice sort of hair. But my hair is so thick and lustrous. And where there is a lot of hair, it's growing thicker and thicker. It's not thinning out like it does when your hairline's receding. And it's just, I was just so shocked and amazed. But I didn't expect that to happen. That's one of the side effects of eating that healthier diet. I was just so amazed.
Well, I always thought hair growth was a product of protein mostly. That
well,
would be in meat, right?
No, eating too much protein is not good for you, but a very balanced diet would. It's just something about I kept working at it, much along the lines like she was doing, finding out different aspects and understanding nutrition. And I hit on the things I must have that were missing in my diet. And the hair is growing back, and I'm just so amazed. And all the other hair.
You, of course, also have been using Dr. Art's hair growth formula.
No. I don't go in for that kind of nonsense. But it's just a healthier diet, and it just worked like a charm. And in so many other ways, too. Healthier, nicer skin. Everything is just dramatically improved. But she's just quite right on a healthier diet and about much of the how doctors are really not taught much about nutrition. I agree.
I mean, it is impossible to listen to Dr. Day and not know in your heart she's right. Now, that doesn't mean you can do it. I mean, as I said, in every single category she named, I'm in trouble, except for sugar. I'm not a sugar freak at all. But that's only one little tiny thing. In everything else, I'm in absolute dire straits. Dire straits. Coffee, cigarettes, tension. Got plenty of tension in the work I do. What else? Vegetables? Hate them. Eat them, but I hate them. And I eat a minimum of veggies. Whatever I can get away with. When I was young, whatever my mom would let me get away with, and now whatever Ramona will let me get away with, and she stuffs me with veggies. So I suppose I eat a few, but far from a diet and hamburgers. Oh, God, I love hamburgers. I'm telling you, I've got a thing for beef. I've always loved beef. And I've heard the stats. You know, I've probably got about 25 pounds of loose beef kicking around there or something. First time caller line. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. My name is Jenny. I'm calling from Hawaii, KHUH.
KHVH.
KHVH.
There you go.
Sorry. I just had a comment about the body bags.
Ah, the 25 million body bags.
I don't understand that. Wouldn't they just dig a hole and, you know, spray lye on
Pile them in.
Yeah, don't they usually just do that?
Big D9 cat or something? I don't know. I don't even know if that's a truth. You know, it's probably not true. You see all these things flying around on the internet and... I've got no reason to believe that it's true, and now I see on the internet, now all of a sudden it's full of these concentration camps. That comes up every few years.
Oh, yeah, that are existing now?
Yep. Have you got a brand spanking new concentration camp waiting for disaffected Hawaiians?
Maybe. I listened about your, the stuff getting sprayed from the sky.
Yep.
And I've seen something similar like that in San Francisco, but I haven't seen anything like that here. I'm wondering if maybe they're tainting our water or something else instead.
Who knows? Now, I did stop and ask Dr. Day about intentionally spreading things, and she said, oh, yes.
Yeah, I heard that.
Now, I've got William Thomas on Contrails coming back up on the show Wednesday, because this is such a big story. My God, I'm getting thousands of photographs. People are talking about this. It's just really out of control.
It's
so
too creepy, though.
It is creepy. It is creepy. And maybe by Wednesday, we'll have some lab results to talk to you about.
Oh,
and
yeah,
so
yeah,
we'll
right.
creep you out even more.
Also, Hawaii's not connected to any grid, I don't think. So I think we might be all right for...
That's true.
Y2K.
That's true. Hawaii is its own grid.
Yeah, we got our own system out here.
Tell me, are the islands connected together, power-wise?
I don't know. I asked my brother, and he just knew we weren't connected to in any other way to the States.
Are you on Oahu?
Oahu, yeah.
Oahu. All right, so if Maui goes down, do you go down?
I don't know. I guess I should find out. Huh?
Well, when you do, let me know.
I will.
All right, thanks for the
Thank
call.
You.
Take care. And here we go again. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Art.
Yes.
Good evening. This is Como Radio in Seattle calling.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes, sir.
You do sound different on the phone.
Yeah, I know. How could I not sound different? I mean, on the radio, you're getting the full spectrum of audio, but on the phone, you get a very limited spectrum.
Well, a lot of phone lines to travel through, too.
Yeah.
I haven't heard an update on Richard Hoagland today.
Well, he's continuing to recover. He's in the hospital still, and may get out soon. When he does, I'll let you know. In the meantime,
good.
He's recovering.
I enjoyed Lorraine Day tonight.
Yeah, she was very good.
I ordered your book here a month ago.
Which one?
The Source.
The Source,
it's a
all
little
right.
more than I expected. I thought you quoted $26.95.
I don't think I quoted anything.
Well, whatever.
Actually, I can tell you what it is. Got it here somewhere.
Since you got a propane stove with electronic lighter on it, you can light it manually.
That's correct.
I didn't know if you realized that or not.
Oh, sure I do.
I just ordered the Bob Crane radio here about 4 or 5 days ago.
The Source is $21.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. Hardcover.
Well, I just got billed $29.90.
Well, you better talk to him.
Them, huh?
Wrong.
Okay. I tried to get a hold of Richard Simpson.
Yes.
And I could not get through, or his phone lines, or any idea of how to get a hold of his.
Other than the number we gave you, no.
Okay.
No, I'm afraid not. Yeah, a lot of times, you know, after a guest has been on, the number goes into gridlock for a while because we have a lot of listeners.
Yeah, his voicemail or whatever, I just couldn't seem to get through. Art, nice talking to you. I'm surprised they got through.
Be persistent, all right?
Oh, I was.
All right.
I got it programmed in my phone now. Thanks, Art.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing tonight, Art?
Fine, sir.
That's good. I'm calling from near High Level, Alberta, Canada.
Okay.
I'm just calling in reference to last night there. You were making, or said that you might have had some sightings in Canada concerning contrails.
Now, last night was Sunday.
Yes. You had William Thomas on the line.
Oh, they did a replay of William Thomas. Yes. Yes, that was a replay, but we're going to have him back on live Wednesday.
Okay. What kind of sightings are? What possible areas have there been sightings in Canada?
He'd be the one to ask, sir. He'll be back here Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, you're very hard to get a hold of.
I know.
Yeah, especially through cellular.
Sorry about that.
Oh, hey, not a problem. Another question here, actually. I don't know if I'm right or not. I remember watching some stuff on, like, the Discovery Channel, et cetera,
right.
About how, like, some of our telescopes can spectrally analyze certain, like, gases and stuff like that in our atmosphere, in the solar system.
That's right.
And they can tell what they are by the way that, you know, they give off certain types of light.
Right.
Why is it possible to do that inside our atmosphere, like, maybe with these quote-unquote chemtrails.
Oh, I think that's a glorious idea, and I will suggest it to William Thomas. Thank you. Yeah, sure, spectral analysis could be done, and I think it could be done on these chemtrails. I must admit that I came to this topic kind of kicking and screaming. It's one of those things that I'm so hesitant to believe in, and yet so many people that I trust tell me that, yes, indeed, this really could be going on. I mean, even Dr. Day, I just sort of ran the question by her, and she said, oh, yes, and began to give some examples. Nobody would want to think their own government would experiment on them, on the American public. Ooh, they'd never do that. Well, yes, they would. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm calling you from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga. Yes, sir.
Yes. You said Richard Hogan's doing fine.
Yes.
And you're going to have Mr. Thomas back on Wednesday night.
That is true.
Okay. Last Friday night, you had a gentleman on talking about he was preparing his home in the mountains of the Carolinas and things. I couldn't think of his last name. It was Hugh something.
Simpson, I believe, wasn't it?
Hugh Simpson?
No, maybe not Simpson. Something like that, though. Yes.
Oh, okay. Talking about, you know, all the changes that's going to occur and where
yes.
the safe areas would be to live and
sure.
everything.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
He scared the hell out of me, actually.
Yeah, me too. You know, I live in, you know, Chattanooga. We're in the Appalachian chain, you know.
Right. Well, that's one of the areas he said would be pretty good.
Yeah, I live in the mountains myself, and the only problem I have is, see, I've done everything, you know, that you can think of. I've already got the Beijing radio. I've got rain barrels already connected up, collecting rainwater and things, storing food and everything. My only problem is the fence. I'll have to call my family in. See, I'm visually impaired, and I'll have to call them in to stay with me to help protect my home.
Well, that's what family is for.
Yeah, that's true and everything. But I want to say I've been listening to you since our radio station, WGOW, here, has had you on since October of 96, and it's been a great pleasure listening to you and your show. And I find it fascinating every time I listen.
Well, thank you, and thank WGOW in Chattanooga and all those other affiliates. I'm Art Bell, and I guess I'm out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow night with Popular Communications on the radio.